Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome to Real Talk 111. My name is Kevin Andrews. I am the founder of Real Talk, and we're going to bridge the gap, and that's Real Talk. I want to tell you a little bit about the radio show. The radio show deals with real issues, deal with real people in life that are going through certain things. And one thing that's most important to me and to me to speak to you about is that we reach the community, we reach the churches, we reach the homeless, we reach those with addiction, we reach those with mental illness. We reach those that are depressed, those that feel rejected. And this is the reason why I started this show. It's not based on you just to listen to me and to get you all psyched out, you know, and make you feel like, man, you know, he's saying something. I want it to get down in your spirit. I want you to be able, when you leave off the show, that you leave with something that you can use in your everyday life. Last week, my episode was dealing with don't stop dreaming. Keep your dreams alive. This week, it's still the same thing. This is a two-part series, and we will deal with dreams. Okay, one thing that we need to realize, sometimes we do dream. Sometimes there are good dreams and bad dreams. But I want to speak to you this evening about don't stop dreaming. Keep your dreams alive. Okay, one thing that you need to realize right now, you're going to have things that go on in your life, and things aren't going to seem right. But guess what? Your dreams can come to life. Your dreams can bring hope. The realization of hope will bring the dreams to life. Your dreams will help you to get to your purpose. And then you will really know who you are. Not a lot of people don't know who they are because they don't understand the purpose that God has for them. But I'm here this evening to tell you that you do have purpose and you do have hope. One thing you need not to do is stop dreaming. God wants you to know that he's there. And you need to realize, you need to get yourself around the right people that will encourage you and push you to your purpose. Friends, let friends dream big. People shouldn't stop you from dreaming. What really stops you from dreaming is yourself. But I'm here this evening to encourage you and to inspire you to get to that place. Even those dreams that you do have, some people get irritated. They're irritated because they didn't have the dream, but you had the dream. And a lot of times we get so excited, we just go around telling everybody, guess what, guess what, here's what happened in my life. And, you know, and sometimes when you tell people that, you know what, they tend to get jealous. But one thing I want to say to you, I had to learn in myself and my situation that one thing I had to do is be stubborn in keeping the promises of God. I want to speak to you this evening and telling you, hold on to your dreams. I had to set in my mind sometimes, a lot of times, I can do it. I can do it. Allow your dream to take a hold of you, push you forward. Yes, you're going to have a lot of naysayers. You're going to have a lot of gatekeepers. A lot of people don't want to see you make it. Now, I will talk about one dreamer that stand out to me most of all was Joseph. Joseph was a dreamer, but guess what? His brothers hated him for it. And another thing, they didn't like it because he had favor with his father. Don't you find yourself sometimes the injustice of people because they don't like you, they don't care about you because of the dream that you had and you share with them? Well, let me tell you one thing. You keep that dream alive. You had purpose, I said to you again. You have so much purpose, you can't even imagine how much purpose that you had. But I'm here to empower you. I'm here to tell you and to instruct you what God has given me. This is a show. It's not a show where I have a format. I decide, well, here's how I'm going to do it. We're going to have a little bit of music. But guess what? No, it's about not the music. It's about lives being saved, people being healed. Now, as I was saying about Joseph, I want you to really see how important it is to read the Bible. I know some of you don't know the word, but guess what? Take your time. Ask someone who do know the word to help you. Okay? But the thing of it is, Joseph means he will add. Don't you know that the God that you serve and the God you don't know will add on to you? You tried everything else, but everything else ain't work. But guess what? When you try God, you say to myself, why this happened to me? I started serving him, and now I find myself seeing like things ain't going right. But guess why? Because now you have purpose. You've seen the vision. You've seen the dream that God showed you. And when you walk in your purpose, guess what? You're going to have people or things to try to kill your dream. But your dream can only live if you keep your focus on your purpose and the plan that God has for you. That's why. It's times you find yourself seem like ain't nothing going right. Oh, yes, I'm still talking about dreams, but I'm just going to let you know one thing. When you have a dream and you have a purpose, things do get in your way because they don't want that dream to come to pass. But I want you to know how much things get in your way. You have the power and authority to bring it forth. How many of you know that you have favor with your Father in heaven? I know that if you have that favor, you have hope and you have purpose. You have power in your hope that will bring forth your dreams. One thing about it, a lot of us, as Joseph was done by his brother, they hated him, they troubled him, they oppressed him, they made him hurt because he was just full of joy because he found out that he had a dream. A dream means more than just words. A dream can bring forth the purpose in your life. How many of you been oppressed? How many you felt the anguish because of your dream or vision that God gave you? People around you hate you because of your dream. You have to realize, keep that dream alive. Believe God's promises. Your God-given dreams that will keep you in perfect peace. If you allow your mind to stay on him, look to God's standards. And you know what I'm talking about? Go in his word. Study. Study that word. Because what's happening a lot of times and why your dreams are getting killed is because you don't take the time out to get in your word. You don't take the time out to get to know who your Father is. See, a lot of times we're trying to get to know people first before we get to know ourselves first. We have to come to a place where we're alone. But we might be alone in the natural, but we're not alone in the spirit. I'm saying to the saved and unsaved, you have to find a place where you can open up and be able to be who you are. A lot of times we can't find that place. When we're around people, people got their own hidden agenda. They want their dreams to come alive, but guess what? They're not concerned about yours. They want to prostitute you. They want to use you for their dreams and their vision. Well, guess what? Yes, we should be helpers to one another. But if you ain't helping me, should I be helping you? But that's a question you need to ask yourself. That's between you and God. But what I'm trying to say to you now, let's get away from making up excuses. I can't do it because so-and-so don't treat me right. I got this man, he's rejecting me. I got purpose and I got a plan. I want to go back to school. Well, I want to say this to you sisters. If you're with someone who's not encouraging you, who's not helping you, who's not getting you through your situation, well, you better pray for them. But guess what? Sometimes you got to step away from them. And I say this to the brothers. This is real talk. This is not where I have a certain format because I'm going to keep it real. I'm going to say what needs to be said. See, that's a problem. We got so many people imitating everybody else or doing what everybody else say to do. But you need to do what God tell you to do. That's the thing. I want to give you a scripture. It's Philippians 4 and 13. You can do all things. Things, plural, that means everything in Christ Jesus who strengthens you. Now, in the word it says me, but I'm telling you, in you. So keep that dream alive. Practice the promises of God. Let God have his way. Every time Satan, but I'll break it down a little bit more, every time that man or that woman or that person comes at you, hitting you, or that situation is dealing with your health, saying to you, you're not going to live, but you're going to die. Well, I speak to you and tell you, you shall live and not die. But your medicine is knowledge. And knowledge brings forth power. If you realize that the word has power, search it. Keep on tasting it. And guess what? After a while, it becomes a part of you. I want to give you a quote. And the quote is this: the truth of the word of God will bring life, hope, joy, peace, and encouragement. But I love this one particular one. Peace that surpasses all understanding. God has a plan for you. Don't allow your dream to die. Bring that dream to life. Keep warring it. Keep nurturing it. Show people that I can do all things through Christ. But I can break it down some more. You can do all things, those that believe in Christ and follow Christ and be obedient and do what he said. Sometimes we all don't like to exercise like we should. But when we exercise at the beginning stages of it, it's like, man, I ain't doing this no more. This is too much for me. But the thing of it is, but the more you endure, the more you exercise, the more you eat right. So I'm going to break it down again. When you eat that word, it gives you the nutrition that you need to be able to function and exercise the gift in you. But it's up to you. There's a plan. And that plan comes from God. Your dream brings forth the purpose. But you do need to have a plan. You need to be able to study, reach, and God will make a way. He will show you the way that you need to go. A lot of times we don't know what to do because we don't research. We don't open up, and we wonder why we are alone. We wonder why we're going through. Well, I want to tell you what the scripture set up and says too. One can chase 1,000 and two can put 10,000 to flight. It's up to you to decide what you're going to do at that time, but you have to make up your mind. It's time for you to make a move. Don't worry about the haters. Don't worry about those who persecute you. Don't worry about those who say you ain't going to never be nothing because you are somebody. When you make up your mind to hold fast to the dream that was given to you, God will make a way out of no way. First of all, I want to say to you, change the way you think, about your dreams. A lot of times, God ain't gonna use me. This is not God. I don't have the education. I stutter. Well, let me share something with you. I would be the same way, and I was the same way. Where I allow myself, right, that feel that I wasn't capable or able to do the things that other people did. I was already feeling like a nobody. But God gave me a dream at a young age, and I seen it, and I was so excited about it. But over the period of time in life, I got to a point where I became hopeless and looking to find hope. I looked in people, but I looked in the wrong place. Then God, one night, while I was laying in a deep sleep, think about it. When God created Adam, he created Eve, but he put him in a deep sleep. He took something from him to be his helpmate, which it was a woman. So what God does, he lays us down in a deep sleep so he can be able to communicate with us and show us. But when we wake up sometimes, we find ourselves saying, is that really God? We question it. Don't doubt what God showed you in a dream or in a vision. Pray about it and let God have his way in your life. He's waiting on you to say, you know what? I'm more than a conqueror. I can stand up. I can succeed in everything I do if I just set my mind and keep my mind on him. And admit to yourself, it does matter to you. It matters a lot who you are and who you will become. I can feel that some of you right now feel like it's not going to come to pass. But that's why he allowed you to be able to listen to this episode right now. Your dream is not dead, and don't let it die. It still can come to pass. If you keep the hope, you keep that faith, it shall come to pass. Live your dream out to the fullest. I want to be able to give you some instructions. But I want to encourage you first. Reach high for the stars that lie hidden in your soul. I repeat again. Reach high for the stars that lie hidden in your soul. Dream deep. For every dream precedes a goal. Set yourself up with goals. And every week, you write it down. So, okay, here's what I need to do. We're going into my dream to bring it to pass. I want you to know one thing. Only one can make it happen is you. People can encourage you. People can pray for you. But you got to be the vessel. Not just being a hearer of what people say, but hear what they say and be a doer of it. Those that speak positive to you, those that encourage you, you have to go out there and get your dream. Don't think your dream's coming to you. Because I'm going to tell you right now, it's a lot of people out here don't want you to, for that dream to come to pass. You have to open up. You have to go forth. Don't be afraid. And learn, it's a process, because let me tell you, this is real talk. I used to be afraid. And sometimes I still get afraid. I don't know why. Sometimes everybody try to act like they got it all together because we don't have it all together. We all need to get it together, but we haven't got it together. But guess what? You can work on it. Okay? And I'm going to give you another reason why you should ignore people that follow your dreams. When you take your eyes and your mind, your thoughts off from how people feel about you, how people look at you, you can become free. Now, you're not transparent to them. They can't see what you're going through. They don't know where you're going anyway. Only way they know where you're going is when you tell them. But the thing of it is, God gave it to you. He didn't have somebody else to lay down with you and say, I had the same dream you had. No, he gave it to you. So it's for you to fulfill that purpose and keep that dream alive. You'll regret it later on if you don't follow through with the purpose that he has for you. If so many of you are under other people's leadership, not saying that God don't want you there. Let's get that straight now. But the thing of it is, you still have a purpose too. He didn't bring you to the ministry just for you to eat and not go out to the hedges and highways and compel the souls and let them know, I had a dream too. But guess what? Guess what? God brought it to life. I had to go through some struggles. I had to go through some pain. I had to go through some hurt. I had to go through some rejection. But guess what? He's going to say to you when that day comes, you know what? My good and faithful servant. And I say to those that are not saved, God has called you, but it's up to you, because he gave you free will, to come out for those things that are not like him. You get saved. You don't always change everything like that. It's a process. I can keep it real. That's why I call it a real talk, because I ain't got it all together yet. But guess what? I'm working on it. You're working progress. People should follow their dreams and not just hear, but be a door. A door will bring forth power and will be influencing to those that think not, you will not be able to come what God called you to be. Don't let your environment change the dream that you had. Don't let your sickness or illness change the dream that you have. Allow the Spirit of God to push you to a place that you will never, ever respect you would be. I'm here to tell you now that God is able to do all things. And I want to give people opportunity to respond. If they have any questions or anything they would like to say or to encourage someone, because this is not my show. This is your show. So I will get ready to unmute the mics so you will be able to respond, or you have any curse words to give someone, feel free to do it.
Hello, Kevin.
Yes, how you doing?
This is Shelley. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Kevin, I was on your very last call, and I actually have some comments to make to you. First of all, I want to tell you that the anointing of God was all over you with this phone call. You were speaking with so much authority in your voice in terms of encouraging other people, and just it's like you're provoking thought. You know, you're provoking action. This is just a better phone call. And not that the last one wasn't good. It's just you're just getting better. It's just the authority is there. The encouragement is there. What you had to say about truth of the word, bringing life, hope, peace, and just, you know, it's just so good to hear you speak with so much encouragement to other people and just being that vessel of hope that God gives us the authority to use, but everyone does not do it. So thank you for being obedient. Thank you very much.
Thank you for the encouraging words.
I really appreciate
that, because we're at a time, we all are helpers to one another, and we need to open up. We need to be transparent.
Right.
We need to assist, because we all need each other. We all are part of God's family. It's many of us, but we're all still in one body, and we need to open up and let God have his way. I appreciate it. and I thank you so much for your encouraging words.
You're welcome.
Is there anyone else like to say anything at this time? One thing about Block Talk Radio, they don't give you too much time, but I would definitely like to do this before the show is over. I want
hey,
to
sir.
Be able... God bless you. God bless you. How are you doing, sir?
Hey, how are you? Just wanted to say thank you for this important talk about keeping your dreams alive. I know you covered the story of Joseph, and it was very inspiring. One thing about the life of Joseph, most people don't understand that even though it was in the dream, you know, everything wasn't in the dream, but it was in the plan of God. And I thank God mm-hmm. for Joseph and every path that he took, because he learned from every step that he takes, even from the pit to the prison to the palace. You know, all of that wasn't in the dream, but it was in the plan of God. So sometimes mm-hmm. people get in places where they feel like they're stuck because the dream's not coming to pass the way they want to. Then they have to realize that they just got one portion of the dream, but they haven't got the total plan of God. That's why prayer is so important, so they can find out what the plan of God is. And what's not covered in the Bible is the fact that Joseph, I'm quite sure Joseph had a prayer life. So Joseph had the ability to endure the hardship because he realized that the dream was a part of the plan of God. Everybody has a dream, but not a lot of people consult God for the plan. But so this
yes.
is why this was so inspiring for you to say this tonight. And I thank you for allowing us to listen in on your conversation with God.
I thank you. To let each and every one know, this is my pastor. This is an awesome man of God. And I really thank God for him, because he's helping me to keep my dreams alive. We all can't do it by ourselves. We need to help one another to be able to get in a place where we can keep our dream alive. I appreciate your words of encouragement, Pastor Mason. And I thank God. Thank God.
Thank God.
Pastor Kim, too. Yes.
Amen. We thank God for you too, Kevin.
Is there anyone else like to have something to say? If not, I will end. God bless you. Hello? I take it that you have a bad connection, because I really can't hear you. Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Yeah, I want to just say, man, thanks, man. I appreciate all your words. You know, I'm chiming in on my way home from work. And, you know, sometimes, you know, we can get sidetracked or trying to please everybody else. Like you
mm-hmm.
said, you know, we just got to continue to reach and continue to press. So, I'm really inspired by these words, man.
I really thank you, Minister Neil. I thank you very much, because that's what we need to do. We need to encourage each other. We need to support each other. And we shouldn't be on a time frame, and we shouldn't have a floor mat. We should just let God have his way. And a lot of times, that's why our dreams can't come forth, because we don't allow ourselves to let God go. And let's get to a point now, because they're going to cut me up, but I want to say a quick prayer. I appreciate everyone. I thank you for your support and your love that you share with me. Lord Heavenly Father, I pray right now in the name of Jesus, I come against every spirit of destruction that comes against the men and women of God. Lord God, sanctify us. Fill us with your word. God, do not allow us to go what I pray, what I get in your word, Heavenly Father. Have your way right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, whatever anyone that have a sickness or illness or they need deliverance, I speak into the atmosphere with authority and power. Not my power, not my will, but the will of God be done. I thank you, Lord, for everything that you have done. And Lord, calls us to submit to your will. And Lord God, resist the devil and he will flee. God, we thank you right now. Lord, as you open up the windows of heaven and things will be done, I give you the honor and the glory and the praise. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you. May y'all be encouraged.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.